Blog Talk Radio.
No food on. just thank God this morning, amen. God is blessing us, amen. Another day, another Sunday. Amen. I don't know about you, but I am just overjoyed to be here. And the joy that Jesus gives me, amen. I don't know about you. I don't know about you. But the joy that Jesus gives me is something that can nothing and nobody take away from me, amen. That joy is something supernatural. Y'all can give me to preach before it's my time, amen. But I just thank God for you. Well, good morning to you all. This is the Jubilee Affair and the Fuse Memorial together, our worship experience, amen. We praise God for you. We praise God for your family, amen. We just thank God that God is blessing and that he's still in the blessing business, amen. With that being said, we're going to get the party started, amen. Okay, man, this is a party. This is a celebration. This is a Holy Ghost party. If I'm by myself, amen, then I'll praise God by myself. But I know I got some ministers on this line, and I know somebody here will praise God with me, amen. Is there anybody here that's wanting to give God some praise
party
this morning?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
The party in the Lord.
All right.
Praise the Lord. The Lord. Praise.
All right. All right, y'all was a little quiet, amen. I thought I was by myself up in here, amen. I know I got some help up in here. Amen, amen. Brother Tony, will you please bless us, sir?
Praise the Lord this morning. God bless everyone.
Yes, yes, yes.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Joy today is mine. Love is mine. Love is mine. Love today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Love today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Joy today is mine. Oh, victory. Oh, victory, victory today is mine. Oh, victory, oh, victory, victory today is mine. Peace is mine, peace is mine, peace today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Peace today is mine. Oh, victory. Oh, victory. Victory today is mine. Oh, victory. Oh, victory. Victory today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory to mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. Blessings to you and to your family. Amen. We should now have our affirmation of faith by Minister Tremaine Townsend, followed by invocation, Minister Lisa Green, followed by our scripture by Minister Kyle Garrett.
Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord.
We will now have our affirmation of faith. And in whom do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. On the third day, he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Good morning, Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. Father God, we just come before your throne, Father God, bowing down before you. Father God, we thank you right now that you would come to us, Father God, your children, in our hearts and our minds, Father God, that you would renew our minds each and every moment, not each and every day, Father God, but each and every moment and each and every second, Father God. This world is in a turmoil, Father God, but your word is true. Whenever, Father God, we hear the words of another, we will not apply them to our hearts and our minds, Father God. We will only listen for your voice. Holy Spirit, we thank you right now that you are yet renewing our minds, that you are yet putting a word in each and every heart that is in the sound of my voice, Father God, that you are allowing them to open their minds and their hearts to the unction of the Holy Spirit, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, for renewing our minds, for waking us up in our right minds this morning. We thank that you are yet sitting with us and each and every person, each and every child of God that there is, Father God. We thank you that those with ears to hear, Father God, will hear the words as they go forth from this day. Thank you right now, Father God, that we are yet your children. We are yet your abiding persons, Father God, who sit with you, Father God. We are yet here in this world, Father God, that we're giving a word, Father God, a word for those that wish to hear, Father God, that we are not waved to and fro right now by the things that are happening right now, Father God, because there is nothing. It's too much going on right now, Father God, but we can know one constant thing. You are constant today, yesterday, and tomorrow. We thank you right now, Father God, that your word is nigh. Father God, we love you. We just thank you so wonderfully, Father God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, your Son, that you sent for our transgressions and sin. Father God, we thank you for healing. We thank you for right now, Father God, for provision and perseverance, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, that right now the word is new each and every day, Father God, that we will look to the hills where our help comes from. We will not turn to the left nor the right. We will stay on the path that you have set forth for each and every one of us, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, that there is hope. There is hope in you, Father God. We are renewed. We are the earth. We have been rebirthed, Father God, in you, your Son, and the Holy Spirit. We thank you. We love you. We beseech you, Father God, right now in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I shall be reading the scripture, which comes from the book of Romans, chapter 12, starting at verse 1 and ending at verse 3. I shall be reading from the King James Version, and it reads, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, though the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. The word of God for the people of God. Let those be blessed by God and his holy word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Tremaine, Minister Lisa, and Minister Kyle. It is a blessed day, amen. We are already at the 10th day of January, amen. God is good. Let me just tell you that today in Sunday school, amen, I was almost late for our show prep because I was just enjoying our Sunday school, amen. And I just want to tell you that our Sunday school is just off the chain, amen, under the tutelage of our superintendent, amen, Sister Brenda Johnson, and the teachers, amen, Sister Rachel Fuse and Ms. Joyce Campbell. We were just having a Holy Ghost-filled time on our Sunday school line, amen. And I just wanted just to tell you that it's the title for this week was The Call to Significance. And I just want to tell you that whatever God is calling you, whatever God is doing in your life, God, if God called you, he will equip you. And if he equips you, he will appoint you. And when God appoints you, believe what I'm telling you, he'll see you through it. If God has called you to the pulpit, if God has called you to just be a faithful disciple, be the best that you can be. Because I remember my mother used to teach my brother and my sister, and she would tell us, I don't care what you end up being in life. If you end up being a trash man, be the best that you can be. So I want to tell you that as a disciple of Christ, you have been called to a ministry, to a work. Be the best that you can be. And let God handle the rest. Amen. I also want to say that next Monday, I know we have another week, amen. This is actually the 18th, but I just want to get out now. We'll announce it next week, and hopefully I'll have more information on it for you. But next Monday after next, forgive me, the 18th of January, we'll be having our Martin Luther King service, and it's a spoken word event. And our very own Minister Kyle Garrett was one of the speakers, amen. And the theme for this year is the struggle. So you will hear more information next week on that. But I just wanted to put that out there to get you ready for that because our Minister Kyle Garrett is our social media minister. And let me tell you, this young brother here is gifted, amen. And so I am looking forward to hearing what God has to say through him. Amen. With that being said, continue to hear to the guidelines that's been placed before us. Amen. We're still in the middle of the pandemic, but we see the end coming. Amen. We all know that it's coming because nothing bad can last forever. We're in the middle of it. So just continue to wash your hands, sanitize, keep your mask on, try to keep 6 feet away from each other. Amen. And try to stay safe. If you don't have to go out, don't go out. If you do, please be safe. Amen. With that being said, again, God bless you. I thank God for you. Amen. And may God continue to have his way in your life. We shall now have our altar call by the minister, Rosalind Thomas.
Good morning once again, saints of God. To God be the glory for all he's done and about to do exceedingly and abundantly in our lives. Again, you brought us together to praise and worship your holy name and give us another chance to make it right in your eyesight. So all honor and glory goes to you, Heavenly Father. As we stand in awe of your goodness and mercy today, we invite you to be present among us by the power of your Holy Spirit. Father, we declare that we love you. Thank you that you made the way of love known through your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray that you will reveal this great love. Praise you. May our hearts overflow with thanksgiving and our mouths proclaim your everlasting greatness. Thank you that you promised us that where two or three are gathered in your name, you're in the midst. Lord, we welcome you amongst us today and celebrate the gift of life that you have lavished upon us. We ask that you would open our ears so that we may hear your voice. Open our minds so that we may receive your eternal wisdom. Open our spirits so that we may know your leading and guidance. And open our hearts so that we may see your wonderful love. We thank you for everyone gathered here now. Thank you that you know each of us by name and have caused us to walk with you. We say that we are dependent on you and our trust is in you completely. As we surrender ourselves in adoration, we ask that you would come by your Holy Spirit and inspire our hearts today. Come fill our lives with your love. Fill our conversation with your grace and truth. Fill this worship service with your presence. Bless our anointing shepherd this morning, Pastor Dante Townsend. Make his word from you come forth like a mighty wind that will lift us up with high praise and worship for you, Lord, today. Bless the family. Bless his family today, too, Lord, and this radio station, Hakeem and Michelle, for making these services possible for us to bring forth. Fuse Memorial CME members and friends, and bless each one who will be listening at the sound of my voice. Make it plain, Father, so that someone might cry out, "What must I do to be saved?" For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, bless our sick and shut in. A special prayer for our exhorter, Nat McKinney, Annie Plump, Mother Hazel Moat, Jesse Burrell, Patty Campbell, Reverend Malishan, Isaac Callett, and others on our sick list and in our audience today. Bless the homeless, the mental ill, the COVID patients, one who has recovered, ones who are still ill, and keep us covered by your blood, dear Lord, from this dreadful virus. Bless the first responders, nurses and doctors, all healthcare workers. Bless this country, Lord, today, the United States of America. Help us come together as a nation for the people, by the people. Bless our new leaders, the ones coming in and the ones going out. Lord, help us all. We need you right now, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your surely goodness and mercy. And your favor over our health, our families, and our dear Lord, in this new year, 2021, that it may be better. We need you, Lord. If we ever needed you, we sure do need you now, Lord, more than ever. Thanking you in advance, Father, for all you've done and about to do. This is our prayer today, Lord, and we will continually, Lord, give you all the honor and glory. In your matchless and mighty name, let the church say amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
You're so worthy. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. For he is worthy to be praised. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen, amen, and amen. Brother Tony, will you please bless us with a song, sir?
God bless. I am weak and I need thy strength and power to help me over my weak is out. Let me through the darkness thy face to see, Lord, lead me. Oh, Lord, lead me. Help me tread in the path of righteousness. Be my aid when Satan and sing. Oh, press. I am putting all my trust in thee, holy me, oh Lord, lead me. Ooh, oh, lead me, guide me along the way. Oh, if you lead me, Lord, I shall not stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, oh Lord, lead me. Guide me along the way. Oh, for if you lead me, oh, I cannot stray. Ooh, Lord, let each day with thee, lead me, oh Lord, lead me. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Tony, for that wonderful song. Amen. That's one of my favorites. Amen. Pray with me. Eternal Father, it's me, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. And I thank you. I honor you. I love you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. The scripture will come out of Romans chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. May God continue to bless the reading of his most holy word. For a subject today, the battlefield of the mind. The book of Romans is considered to be the Apostle Paul's greatest work. The reader will find that there are 16 chapters, 433 verses, 9,447 words, and was written in the year 57 AD. It is the 45th book of the Bible, and it is the 6th book of the New Testament. But of all the knowledge that this great book possessed, Paul's desire and his purpose for writing it was to, this letter to the Romans, was to remove the stain of sin from their doorsteps. However, after much prayer and fasting, Paul learned that this battle was not about the sin at their doorsteps, but it was the sin-filled mind state of the people. While Paul understood the nature and the plight of sin, he also knew that it was his job to expose the works of the enemy and to help those who are entangled in sin to see their way out and to walk towards the Almighty Jesus. In other words, my friends and my family, one must be willing to change, and the change starts with one's mind. It starts in the mind, and the body will follow. Proverbs 23:7 says, "So as a man thinketh, so is he." But as this great city of Rome was filled with paganistic doctrine and sin-filled and lustful acts, it was Paul's hope and promise that the Spirit of God would come through like a mighty whirlwind. And as the sinful man and woman would be exposed, Paul knew that there would be a war, not a physical war, but a battle of sin versus the mind. This battle would change the course of human history. This battle would cause some pain within the body. This same battle would ruffle some feathers and go against the grain and create division amongst the pagans and the believers. Does that sound familiar? The greatest problem that Rome had was the ignorance of their leaders. Dalbert Acton once said, "Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely." In other words, if the leader was ignorant, the people would be ignorant. If the leader was maniacal, self-centered, and egotistical, then the sins of the people was great, thus creating a tug of war between them and God. But glory be to God that he calms even the most savage of beasts. Glory be to God that he has never fought a battle that he could not win. But glory be to God for setting the seed of faith in the Apostle Paul. Paul's life. But also glory be to God for the ignorance of man, for if it had not been for the sin and ignorance of man, there would not be a need for my Jesus. Oh, but I don't know about you, but I give honor and glory to my Jesus. Personal testimony time, amen. When I was in the middle of my battle, Jesus came in and pushed me back and said, "Behold, my son, the battle is mine." Isaiah 26:3 said it best. "You can keep them in perfect peace whose mind is always stayed on you because he trusts in you." Within your mind, you are you fighting a battle, or is your mind stayed on Jesus? Let me say that again. Within your mind, are you fighting a battle, or is your mind stayed on Jesus? What I love about the book of Romans, and if you read it with your spiritual ears, amen, this book has transcended the test of time, and even some 2,000 years later, in this contemporary era, we still see that sin and the entanglement causes
we still see what this, what sin and this entanglement of sin, what it still causes and how it still creates problems even in this technological age. The battlefield of the mind is still going on even on this day. But please believe, I once heard a preacher put it like this, that the devil don't have new tricks. He only has new faces. And even though the battle was upon us, the Spirit of God is like a mighty wind, just like Rome. We are the biggest superpower of this modern era, yet we have people that would rather follow a man than follow God. Thus, you are creating a damaging effect of sin for the known and the future world. But I'm here to let you know that the effects of man cannot last forever, because I serve a God that sits high but looks low. And because he loved me that much, because he know that this battle was too much for me to carry all by myself, he sent his only begotten son so that I can see that there is victory in the name of Jesus. Oh, y'all don't mind if I boast about Jesus for a moment? Of course you don't mind. My Jesus has defeated sin, and my Jesus will defeat it again. Too many times we miss the boat because our minds are so clogged with hate, fear, and anger. But I urge you to let go of this anger, to let go of this hate. It will only lead you straight to hell. 2 Timothy 1:7 states, "For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and of a sound mind and extreme love." You don't have to... You see, you don't have to fall into the grain of sin. According to the scripture, my Jesus fought against the grain. My Jesus used his intellect, his knowledge of the kingdom of heaven, to throw off the accuser. And before every healing, before every miracle, before every blessing, Jesus challenged the mind of the person to go higher, to set their praise higher, to look to the hill from which cometh your help. Trust and believe that the battlefield starts with the line. You always hear me ask the church for a response. I always say, "What say you, church?" But not this time. I will speak for the church. Hear me, and hear me good. You and you, you are a part of God's creative masterpiece. Put your mind on Jesus. If you think things are going wrong, do what I have learned to do. I love this little exercise. We can do it together. It's called push. Pray until something happens. If you know that there is fraud on high, if you believe in your heart that there is fraud on high, you have to allow God to fix it. Amen. You must remember that God is in complete control. I say that God is in complete control. He knows what he's doing. He doesn't need your help. He didn't need it with the Romans. And even now it's not needed. Paul urged the Romans to get things right. I urge you, those who want to see the chaos in the streets, to get your mind together. Please allow Jesus to be the Lord of your life. He is ready to fight this war that is raging on the inside. It's nothing but sin. It's nothing but the enemy. Cleanse the thoughts of your hearts by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and give God the praise that he so rightfully deserves. And watch what will happen in your life and those around you. Colossians 3:2 states, "Set your mind on the things that are above and not on the things that are of this earth." Well, my friends, we have seen some stuff transpire this week that we never thought that we would see in our lifetime. We've seen the Capitol stormed by protesters. We've seen people claim to be liberators. We've seen people claim to be a part of a resistance. I'm here to let you know that the only revolutionist that I'm going to hold on to is my Jesus, amen? If you don't know about Jesus, I'm here to let you know that you are following the wrong person. You want to follow a man that wants you to... You are following a man that follows the enemy, but yet you want to claim that he is in the high, that he is the only one that's worthy of the highest office of this nation. Get your minds together. For your battle is happening in your mind. And because you are so messed up, you will allow the enemy to come in and to destroy what God has perfectly put together. Oh, but just check this out. The enemy knows that his days are numbered. He knows that he's on the losing battle. He knows that one day when Jesus comes back, that all power, majesty, and glory will be in his hand. He's trying to twist the minds of God's people. But I challenge you. I urge you. Christians and non-Christians alike. Whether you're Jew, Greek, Gentile, whatever. To stay the course. Let the Lord lead you. In that mental battle that you're in right now. That situation that's overtaking you right now, that problem, that issue, or that addiction, that affliction, whatever it may be, that's trying to claim your life right now, I'm going to let you know that if you allow the Lord to lead you, that mental battle will become a place of peace that surpasses all understanding, for a land flowing with milk and honey, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. You all know that it cleanses all from iniquities and it presents you faultless and holy and acceptable before the throne. But if you don't know, now you know that Jesus, oh yes, Jesus can fix it. He will take you up a rocky path just to show you just how smooth the other side is. Or if you didn't hear that, he will take you beside the still waters just so you can see the footprints in the sand. Oh, I'm not done just yet. Jesus will lower you into a den of hungry wolves just so you can see the peace that he gives, just so you can see who the true alpha dog really is. My Jesus will take an unlearned man like Peter, who had been fishing all night, but when Jesus came, Jesus told him to throw his net on the other side, and at the command of Jesus, Peter became rich. Peter was an unlearned man up until that point, but he became rich because Jesus blessed him with a net full of fish. It was so big. You see, it was so big. It was so much. It was so much in that net that the net broke. And at the command of Jesus, Peter had so much. Oh, but do I have time for just, I got time for just one more, amen. My Jesus will remove all those around you just so that you can see that he is your only true source, amen. My Jesus will put you in a valley all by yourself just so you can see his ultimate power. My Jesus will leave you there in the middle of a battle just so you can see that you will come out the victor. Because even though you think that Jesus has left you, Joshua 1:9 reminds us that God will never leave you nor forsake you. So I mean to let somebody know right now, that battlefield that you're fighting, that issue that's going on, that mental blockage that you have, you need to give it all over to Jesus, because he's the only one that will fix it. He's the only one that can do it, no matter what they say, no matter how they tell you, no matter how many times they agree with you. I mean to let you know that it's all about Jesus. And if you want true peace in your life, it's time that you let Jesus have his way. It's time that you remove the stain of sin that your grandmama told you, that your granddaddy told you, that your aunties and uncles told you. It's time that you start loving on somebody. It's time that you allow God to love on you. It's time that you experience something that you've never experienced before, and that's God's mighty hand on your life. You call yourself a revolutionist. You say that you're going through, that this is about to be a revolution that's happening right now. I'm going to let you know that the only revolution that I'm going to follow is this Christian book that says that. This Christian Bible that says that I'm a revolutionist once I claim the name of Jesus. And if I claim the name of Jesus, nothing else will come upon me. When you claim the name of Jesus in the midst of your battle, you become the head and not the tail. Oh, yeah, yeah. See, this message was for somebody today. The enemy is trying to kill you. The enemy is trying to destroy you. The enemy is trying to send all kind of stuff your way to remind you of your past. Please tell me. Please allow me to tell you that if you stop looking forward to look at your past, that the enemy is throwing in your face, you stop moving altogether. Because as of this day, I have not met nobody that can run forward while looking backward. You're running a race of faith. Let the Lord guide you, sustain you, and refresh you. For the battle is in the mind. And I close with just this. Glory be to God for the battlefield. But glory be to God for the victory. May God bless you. May God keep you. And as I open up the door of the church, that door being Jesus. Is there somebody here and you have found yourself having this or being in a state of hate and you have found yourself hating others because of what someone else told you to do? Try doing what Jesus told you to do. And that's to love. Is there one here? If that's you. You see, I can't see you raising your hands, but I know it's somebody. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I love you. I ask that you would come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Lord, I believe that you lived, that you died, and that you rose again. Be the Lord of my life. Help me, Father God, to see the error of my ways. And I'll forever be grateful to you. Help me, Father God, to understand your will for my life and use me to the best of your ability. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If that was you, I praise God for you. I praise God that your mind has been cleared of all clutter and that you are now a living, breathing sacrifice of God's goodness. Find a Bible-based church. Bless them with your presence. Honor them with your tithes and your offerings, and watch what God will do. God's going to do his part. Happy birthday. Jesus has released you. Amen. We shall now have our doxology. Minister Tremaine.
Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Again, as always, I want to, and on behalf of Fuse Memorial, I want to thank Brother Hakim and Sister Michelle for the opportunity, amen, and the blessing that you allowed us to have this time on the network, amen. I do not take it lightly, and I thank God for you, amen. And I just want to give a shout out to HubNet Online Network, amen. We are HubNet 24/7, amen. I want to also say we have some new shows that's starting in a couple of weeks, amen. I will keep you guys posted up on those shows, amen. And when they start, I will let you know, amen. We are a family. We are a family of faith, a family of believers, amen. Thank you, Brother Hakim, for always being there, sir.
It is my pleasure, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Amen. And on behalf of Reverend Patricia Johnson, on behalf of the Minister Rosalind Thomas, the Minister Tremaine Townsend, the Minister Lisa Green, the Minister Kyle Garrett, the Exhorter Annette McKinney, and the good brother Tony Spencer, we used to say thank you. And now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, may his love and his mercy, but most of all, his victory, rest, rule, and abide in your hearts forever. And the church together says amen, amen, and amen. Until next week, may God continue to bless you and keep you.
like, listen, no food on the table.
No food on the table.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
I know
you,
that
Jesus.
He is able.
I know that He is able.